University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high in the mid-60s, partly cloudy tonight with a low in the lower 40s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. In our next few minutes, we'll learn about some fake nursing diplomas. More than 2,000 people may be fraudulently working as nurses across the U.S. after allegedly buying fake degrees. We will learn more about views on abortion in the U.S. suburbs. We'll speak with some suburban voters in Texas, kind of ground zero for new restrictions. Find out how they view the national conversation around abortion. We'll also learn more about Apple's classical music app, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring a silent auction, live music, performers, and more, April 29th. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One station's classical music with Destiny, she says here she has a kiss for you. What kind of kiss? Well, you'll have to listen to find out. Some blues, a waltz, some Tchaikovsky, all coming up tonight. 7 p.m. on KPR One stations. It's followed by the jazz scene with David Bassi. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for On the Media at 7 o'clock, followed by news from the BBC World Service. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence and 69 in Topeka. It's 3:20.
The actor Rainn Wilson has written a book on the role of spirituality in life's journey, which leads to an obvious question.
Why the hell would the guy who played Dwight on The Office be writing a book about spirituality?
Rainn Wilson's answer on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition with Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the lower 40s, highs in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, 66 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. The time is 3:30.
About 66 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was down, lost about 35 points, or 0.2%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today vetoed a tax relief package that creates a flat income tax rate for all Kansans. As Dylan Lyson reports, Republican lawmakers may have the votes to reverse her veto.
The plan would create a 5.15% flat income tax in Kansas and cut up to $570 million of state revenue each year. It also speeds up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduces taxes on Social Security. Supporters argue a flat rate is the fairest way to tax income, but Kelly says it would drain the budget and make it harder to pay for state services.
There is no doubt public schools would be the first to take a hit.
Kelly instead proposed a one-time tax rebate up to $900 for married couples. The plan would cost the state $800 million. But Republican leaders in the legislature vow to override Kelly's veto. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed into law a Bill of Rights that gives foster parents and foster kids a few dozen additional protections. As Blaise Messa reports, that law passed with bipartisan support.
Most of the almost four dozen rights already existed in state law, like guaranteeing a safe and comfortable placement for kids. But Kansas lawmakers say those rights were trampled on so much that the state needed to create a centralized place for foster kids and parents to see what rights they have, like the right to timely reimbursement for foster parents. Foster parents should be getting paid back for their expenses, but that doesn't always happen. The governor says this will give parents more of a voice in a confusing system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
Kansas is joining a fledgling effort that could one day make it easier to hire teachers from other states. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that a bill Governor Laura Kelly signed on Thursday makes Kansas the latest member of the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. It's not off the ground yet. 10 states are required to fully enact the compact, and Kansas is only the fourth to join. The three others are Utah, Colorado, and Kentucky. Legislation is pending in about a dozen other states. The compact could be operational in a year or two, depending on what happens. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon and a high in the lower 60s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
It's Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye. Our show is about culture, and when we get into it, we really get into it.
When I talk to my therapist, it's not like, oh, what are we going to talk about this week? There's always stuff to find, you know?
Kumail Nanjiani, one of many to have accused me of conducting an unlicensed therapy session. Bullseye, though, a lot cheaper. In-depth every week on Bullseye for Maximum Fun and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
That's on your KPR1 stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo presenting Roarin' Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring a silent auction, live music, performers, and more, April 29th. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarin'pour.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up from NPR in just about 11 minutes. In our next 30 minutes, a conversation with a former advisor to the U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan about how the U.S. has contributed to stability in that region. Then, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein is 89 years old and now facing calls to resign after missing a lot of votes due to illness.
We need her vote. We need a senator who's at full speed and can give his or her all.
Coming up, what her constituents are saying about the situation, all coming up on KPR. Lows in the lower 40s tonight. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the lower 40s. It's 66 degrees in Emporia and 67 at Fort Riley. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is NPR. What comforts you? The news might not make your list, but Morning Edition from NPR News brings you thoughtful, reliable storytelling. Join us every weekday.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about a minute. Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered yet to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 63 degrees in Abilene and 67 in Atchison. It's 4 o'clock.
Nation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Atchison, 63 in Abilene. It's 4:06.
Tilda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. You'll also find us at 89.7 FM in Emporia and many other frequencies around the state. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, Silicon Valley has been rocked by mass layoffs in recent months, but there are still many opportunities out there for tech workers.
Over 315,000 tech jobs are open right now in this country.
Coming up, we'll look at why demand remains high and at efforts to train more tech workers. Coming up here on All Things Considered. Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One station's classical music with Destiny. Tonight, some blues, a waltz, some Tchaikovsky, and much more. 7 to 9 p.m. with Destiny Ann Mermagan. That'll be followed by the jazz scene with David Bassey. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for On the Media, followed by news from the BBC World Service. As far as the weather goes, fairly good chance of rain for the next several days. Tonight, mostly cloudy through the evening, then partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. Chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow night, lows in the lower 40s. Chance of rain on Wednesday, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain Wednesday night, lows in the mid-40s. It's 66 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 67 at Fort Riley, 66 in Manhattan. The time is 4:20.
News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, hosting their community open house Get to Know the Spencer Museum, May 11th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. More at spencerart.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Stay tuned. At last report, 66 degrees in Manhattan, 65 in Olathe, 69 in Topeka. The time is 4:30.
Also low. Just one-third say they trust the court to, quote, do the right thing. That's a 10-point drop among all young voters surveyed since 2018 and a 12-point drop specifically among young women.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today vetoed a tax relief package that creates a flat income tax rate for all Kansans. As Dylan Lyson reports, Republican lawmakers may have the votes to reverse her veto.
The plan would create a 5.15% flat income tax in Kansas and cut up to $570 million of state revenue each year. It also speeds up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduces taxes on Social Security. Supporters argue a flat rate is the fairest way to tax income, but Kelly says it would drain the budget and make it harder to pay for state services.
There is no doubt public schools would be the first to take a hit.
Kelly instead proposed a one-time tax rebate up to $900 for married couples. The plan would cost the state $800 million. But Republican leaders in the legislature vow to override Kelly's veto. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed into law a bill of rights that gives foster parents and foster kids a few dozen additional protections. As Blaise Mesa reports, that law passed with bipartisan support.
Most of the almost four dozen rights already existed in state law, like guaranteeing a safe and comfortable placement for kids. But Kansas lawmakers say those rights were trampled on so much that the state needed to create a centralized place for foster kids and parents to see what rights they have. Like the right to timely reimbursement for foster parents. Foster parents should be getting paid back for their expenses, but that doesn't always happen. The governor says this will give parents more of a voice in a confusing system. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
Civil rights activists are seeking to draw attention to an 1882 rape case that ended with the black teenage victim dying in prison, her white attacker dead, and three men lynched. Margaret Vinegar was 14 when two family friends intervened while she was being sexually assaulted under a downtown Lawrence bridge. The Lawrence Journal World reports that the body of her attacker was later found in the Kansas River. Arrests ensued and a mob broke into the jail, hanging the two friends and Margaret's father. Margaret Vinegar was convicted of murder, tried on a story that she enticed her attacker so her friends could rob him. Activists are now seeking to erect a marker in her remembrance. It's 66 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 68 in Atchison. The time is 4:35.
So by some, pregnant teens are susceptible.
When they do know, she says, it may be possible to keep a mom's infection from harming a fetal brain. John Hamilton, NPR News.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
No, not yet. Almost. Maybe now. Still not ready. Here we go. Now. Wherever you are in your morning routine, we are here for you. Morning Edition from NPR News. Start your weekdays with us.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from...
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. We start things off with a story about Fox News, which has announced it is parting ways with one Tucker Carlson.
We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
Meanwhile, longtime CNN host Don Lemon also lost his job today. More on those stories in the next 30 minutes here on KPR. Weather-wise, decent chance of rain here for the next several days. Not really expecting any tonight, but we will see quite a few clouds around. Lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. Chance of rain on Wednesday with a high in the mid-60s. Chance of rain on Wednesday night with a low in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s. 66 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Workday, an enterprise management cloud focused on providing organizations with a system to continuously plan for all what-if scenarios. Workday, the finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. From Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
People say this is everything all over social media. And while we can't claim to be everything, we can promise you'll hear everything you need to start your day on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in a little more than a minute. It is 66 degrees in Lawrence and 66 in Manhattan. It's 5 o'clock.
Available online at carnegie.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, turning mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. Highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Olathe, 65 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
It would be a Hollywood ending.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
Hope you'll stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, recent abortion policy measures could push many women voters away from the Republican Party.
The Republican Party has a suburban women problem because they don't seem to understand what women want.
We're going to hear from some suburban women in Texas where abortion is currently nearly inaccessible. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll also tell you more about Bed Bath & Beyond, which is going out of business. Those stories and more still to come. Stick around. The Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, finished up on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by listeners in support of Kansas Public Radio. Thanks to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. Your support makes KPR programming possible. If you didn't quite get around to it, never fear. You can become a member right now online at kansaspublicradio.org. Lows in the lower 40s tonight. Tomorrow, chance of rain in the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. It's 65 degrees in Manhattan, 65 in Olathe, 66 in Atchison. The time is 5:20.
News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep and A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan, 64 at Fort Riley. The time is 5:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today vetoed a tax relief package that creates a flat income tax rate for all Kansans. As Dylan Lyson reports, Republican lawmakers may have the votes to reverse her veto.
The plan would create a 5.15% flat income tax in Kansas and cut up to $570 million of state revenue each year. It also speeds up the elimination of the state's food sales tax and reduces taxes on Social Security. Supporters argue a flat rate is the fairest way to tax income, but Kelly says it would drain the budget and make it harder to pay for state services.
There is no doubt public schools would be the first to take a hit.
Kelly instead proposed a one-time tax rebate up to $900 for married couples. The plan would cost the state $800 million. But Republican leaders in the legislature vow to override Kelly's veto. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed new restrictions on food stamps because she says it could take food away from hungry Kansans. Blaise Mesa has more.
The bill would require able-bodied Kansans between 50 to 59 years old to take work training programs if they do not work more than 30 hours a week. If they don't do that, they lose access to food assistance. Republicans who supported the change say work requirements are a common-sense way to help people get out of poverty. The governor says the bill is a burden on low-income Kansans. The bill did not pass with a veto-proof majority. Republicans could try to override the veto later this week. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
And Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has also vetoed a bill that would specify in law that parents can pull their children out of school activities they find inappropriate. That bill is a pared-down version of a parent's bill of rights that the governor vetoed last year. The change would have little practical effect. Supporters say it's a way to give parents a bigger role in what happens in classrooms. Opponents see it as a way of shutting off class discussions about race and controversial cultural issues. Republican Senator Molly Baumgardner said during debate that the bill would outline parental rights in state law.
I don't think that parents asking questions should be viewed as threatening.
The bill would need 8 more votes in the House and 4 more in the Senate to override the governor's veto. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 5:35.
Join us every week for a lot of culture, a little comedy, and in-depth interviews you won't hear anywhere else on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
That'd be on your KPR One stations. Again, Saturday, 11 a.m. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting a book launch for I Am My Country, the debut short story collection from Keenan Orhan on April 25th at 7 p.m. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Stay tuned. A whole another hour and 10 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. In our next 30 minutes, we will talk about what's happening in Sudan. We will get an update on the situation with California Senator Dianne Feinstein. And we will learn about an elephant safari that is not about hunting, but about learning, education. That's all coming up on KPR. Stick around. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain with highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence. It is 69 in Topeka. It is 62 in Abilene at 10 minutes before 6.
The early bird gets the worm, and people who rise early get the news of the day. First thing, start your weekdays with us on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations Monday through Friday. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's mostly cloudy and 66 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6 o'clock.